beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrelok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Welcome to my show. Tonight I'm talking about the Knights of the Old Republic. Yes, psionic knights. We have quite a history. Well, we weren't always called psionic knights. We were the pioneers of radionics and psychotronics, now known today as the Psionic Brotherhood, which you are welcome to become a part of by joining my club at vrelok.club. Well, I'm just going to talk a little bit tonight. You may be among that generation of people, the millennials, and you have new hopes, new aspirations, and a vision of the future, perhaps, whether it is clear and coherent, or a little confusing. You may have professors who emphasize the need for radical, quick change, and focusing the blame on the older generations. Well, I know what that's like. I'm no young person, but I'm not exactly really old. And it's very easy for me to turn around and blame the 60s generation or this or that. But we have to ask ourselves, who's really in control of all of this society stuff? Is it the old hippies? Or is it the generation of nerds and geeks ruling the world? Or is it the money changers in the background, as it always has been for centuries? And the rabbit hole goes deeper. Thousands of years, other and older orders have reigned supreme upon this earth. So you may think you know who to point the blame at, but I may redirect your thinking to an old Japanese proverb, which goes as follows. Never confuse the moon with the finger pointing at it. Never confuse the moon with the finger pointing at it. Think about that metaphor. An interesting proverb from Asia Pacific. Never confuse the moon with a finger pointing at it. I think that's real food for thought. You know, today, I was just thinking, we had this, and I'm changing topics here a little bit. It all ties in together, whatever I'm thinking. I always look forward and anticipate the beginning of autumn, much like some people anticipate spring after a long, cold winter. Well, the familiar smells of autumn wind, autumn breezes, they never came. Not here in California. No, we had so many fires, I just smelled smoke. And then, out of the blue, an uncalled for chill and a bitter cold encompassed the area where I live. I mean, we had 22 degrees the other night, 32 and 34 degrees most nights, and during the daytime it reaches maybe 50. It's just suddenly really, really cold. And it makes me think of the extremities. You know, we went through the high, hot summers, and then now just suddenly plunging into the cold, dark depths of unfathomable winter. That makes me also think of politics and everything else in the world, a two-party system, every up and down this roller coaster ride, the coronavirus. It's like a really bad movie. In fact, it's like a budget film. Yeah, it's like a bad B movie, isn't it? Thing is, I'm not here to really gripe and complain. I'm just pointing out some things about society I've noticed that are really just at odds with me. Give you an example. Doctors, medical doctors. I've always admired medical doctors since I was very, very young. In fact, I did some in-depth study of physiology, and I kind of had this idea that, you know, my interest in mechanics, electronics, and then physical health combined, I thought one day I might grow up to become the world's first cybernetic doctor. You know, basically somebody who helps those who've been amputated or born without a limb or this, you know, maybe an eye or something that they need really advanced prosthetics, cybernetic components, robotics. And, you know, just basically to help people in that regard. So I've always had an interest in medical science. But today, doctors seem to be incredibly different. In fact, everything in the world is so different today. It's sort of hive mind. You know, everything's sort of a collective. You know, they say the same things, reiterate the same things. They prescribe the same things. And there's no challenge to it. Less, of course, you might find a very good, I don't know, an alternative medicine doctor, homeopathic doctors, acupuncturist, herbalist. And some of them are good, if you can find a very good one. But most doctors, medical doctors these days, seem to be very templatized. The whole staff, it's like walking into, it feels chaotic to some degree, depending on the place. I mean, I'm sure there's some good medical facilities, but there's this vibration of anxiety, sometimes dramaticness at some medical offices I've been into or medical facilities. It's just different. It, you know, for those of you who are young, I might tell you what it was once like. Once upon a time, when I went to the doctors as a very young teenager, my doctor would actually talk to me and give me some just, you know, off-record personal advice. Like maybe I need to do a little bit more exercise. It might help. He was never very forceful about it. I went to a doctor who was a Persian gentleman, and he took real good care of me, took interest to try to find out what was really ailing me. I think I had a lymph node problem, and he determined that was coming from a mid-ear infection, and we talked about it. We went over like some things I might do, and things I might not do. And basically, you know, it's up to me to manage my habits. And doctors at that time understood that nobody's perfect. You know, people are going to smoke. People are going to drink. People are going to have wild parties. Not everybody, but some people, or a lot of people. Other people are going to be extreme sports enthusiasts. I at one time was a skateboarder, and my knee, it's my left knee, was swollen with a fluid. And we had to determine whether or not we were going to, you know, if the doctor was going to drain my knee of the fluid or wait to see if it'll naturally heal. And he decided to go with the natural healing and give me some time for that knee to heal, which my knee did heal. It took some months, but it eventually balanced out. And so doctors knew, you know, that people would, you know, do off-road motorcycling, kickboxing, skateboarding, you know, skydiving, whatever your thrill is. And essentially, human beings will always push their bodies. We will always push our bodies to their limit. That having been said, and doctors understanding that, hey, you know, we don't live forever, and I'm not going to sit here and just critique you and tell you and surround you with a hive mind of people, you know, medical staff all telling you that you can't smoke or drink or ride motorcycles or this or that. You know, I mean, practically it feels like they're going to tell you who to vote for when you walk into an into a medical office. You know, it's almost that bad. The invisible enemy is stalking your every footstep. Hold it right there while we scan you. Don't worry. There's a vaccine coming. My God, man, this whole thing reminds me of that old 70s movie, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and you know how that ended. I actually went back and watched that film as an adult. After the first time I saw that movie, I think I was about like 8 years old or something. I went back and watched that film as an adult, and watching it as an adult, I realized I viewed that film entirely differently than the first time I had viewed the film. And it just seemed much more personal and serious viewing that film as an adult, where I actually felt sympathy for the would-be hero in that film who ended up himself becoming one of the zombie horde, the hive mind, the evil plant people, or whatever they were, from outer space. That's what the world is starting to look like to me, is these extremities. Everything is templatized. But going back to doctors, no, they used to take their time to talk to you, and each patient was important. You know, I never had pharmaceuticals pushed upon me or anything like that. It was very different. It was a very, very different time. Yes, us knights of the old republic, don't listen to us because your college professors tell you we're all evil old white guys. Well, that's not true. Most of us are not a bunch of evil old any kind of guys. In fact, my friends have always been very mixed, and I've been blessed to live a very liberal life. By that, I mean I'm very liberal with my friends, and I'm very conservative with my business dealings. So I believe that there needs to be order for certain things to work, but when it comes to my social life or friendships or how I view what other people should be allowed to do, it tends to be very liberal with me, that I think people should be left alone to pursue what they think is happiness for them. Nobody has the right to tell you what you can and cannot do. I mean, for instance, I've had a number of Christian folks, and some really out of their mind Christian folks in some cases, tell me that everything I'm doing is witchcraft. And when I ask them, what is witchcraft? They can never really come up with a definitive answer. It's just anything that's not what they think. Or if it's in some regards, if it's not scientific, you know, scientific today is sort of cultish, in my point of view. And that's just a personal opinion. But, you know, essentially, witchcraft, if you asked me, what is witchcraft, Tom? What does that mean? Well, by today's standards, what that would mean is anything that falls into the category of what is called low magic. Not high magic, but low magic. Okay, so Tom, what is high magic? Well, high magic is essentially ceremonial magic, usually performed in a temple of some kind. So it's basically it's a matter of what you can afford with your pocketbook, low magic and high magic. Well, psionics basically breaks all of that and says, another tradition bites the dust. Anything that's scientific or technological, we can use that in psionics, because psionics is essentially your focused will and your trained mind projecting your influence, and often via machines, gadgetry, devices, or technical instruments of some kind that makes the whole process easier, simpler. And we don't have to follow traditional rules. So, yeah, another tradition bites the dust. I'm pretty happy with it. So, essentially, you could be a person of any kind of background, doesn't really matter, and still use psionics, and you don't have to worry about whether or not what you're doing is witchcraft, because you're working with your willpower, with your mind. And you have a mind because nature gave you one, or some force in the universe gave you a mind, whether it's E.T., Great Jehovah, or Mighty Odin, whoever gave you a mind and consciousness so that you can use it. That's the whole point. If you're not using what you have, well, that's kind of like someone giving you a gift, and then you look at the gift and go, yeah, okay, I don't appreciate it. But if you do appreciate having a mind, then maybe psionics is for you. That's what psionics is about. It's all mind stuff. Mind stuff that's applied in such a way that reality will give way to your will and your intent. I've been at this for about 35 years in psionics, and about 41 years doing meditation and trance work. And what brought me into all of this was, of course, just having paranormal experiences that pushed me in a direction to pursue my destiny. And what you do with this stuff is entirely up to you. Some people might say, well, that's giving people too much power. Well, let me tell you, the shadow government, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, the dragon of ancient evil, that group of people is using technology that you don't know about. And that's too much power for them to have. So you better have some psionic power. You better have it before your neighbor uses it on you. People will do those things. So having power is not a bad thing. You got to have that power. Even the Jedi, the Knights of the Old Republic, they got their lightsaber. And you better believe they're ready to use it to defend what they believe in. What you believe in is important, but you need the power to defend it. Yeah, so I was talking about extremities of any kind in the world. You know, the polarities of fire and ice, the big bang in the universe, or the contraction in the entropy of all things, fire and ice. Life exists, our reality exists, somewhere between these polarities. And when we have leaders steering us in a direction that's too far right or too far left, too expansive or too contractive, then we have a problem because the balance is shifted. Our goal is to bring the force back into balance. So I invite you to join me, learn all that you can, read my books, vrilok.com/shop, join my club, vrilok.club, and use my knowledge. Bring the force into balance. Become a knight of the Old Republic. Join us old guys with our crazy headgear and radionic boxes. Use a miraculous prayer board and shape your destiny. Don't give in to fate. Fate would have you begging on your knees, whereas destiny will liberate you and you will feel light as a feather, ever ascending closer and closer to the cosmic all, one with the force. Very simple. Simplify your thoughts. Meditate. Breathe that vital breath of the cosmic all with me. And join me. See what we can do to make the world a better place. Thank you for joining me on Planet Vrilok tonight. And I look forward to meeting all of you wonderful people in my club. Until next time, keep the magic high. This is Tom Vrilok, signing out.